I'm worried, really, about how much the fuzzy thinking is going on in the world. You know, fuzzy thinking, people just not thinking straight. What we're not valuing is knowledge as process rather than knowledge as an answer. You realize when you know how to think, it empowers you far beyond those who know only what to think.
Hi, I'm your host, Nicole Shaw, and that was the world-famous astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson speaking on the value of learning versus knowing. This is the second of eight The Source podcasts that focus on the eight guiding principles of the Quill and Scroll International Honor Society for high school journalists. Our focus today is learning, one of Quill and Scroll's eight guiding lights. We're recording in the Adler Journalism Building at the University of Iowa, and today we'll talk about the value of learning in journalism. With me are Natalie Dunlap, an online feature editor at Iowa City West High School and a member of Quill and Scroll's Student Advisory Board, and Maya Durham, the executive editor of The Little Hawk, the multimedia student news site at Iowa City High School, which is one of Quill and Scroll's original charter schools from 1926. West established its charter in 1969. Hi guys, how are you doing today?
Great, how are you?
Good, thanks for asking. All right, let's get started. So welcome to The Source, everyone. Why is student journalism important?
I think it's important because it lets students get information faster about their school, because sometimes something will happen at our school and like the local news will report on it, but we know the teachers and students better, so we can get that information out faster and we understand the situation more.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point, Natalie. I think that connection between the student body and what you guys are reporting on, and also giving them that information through your studies and your kind of gateway channel as student journalists, is really important, and it kind of ties in a connection between you and the student body and establishes a relationship between what they can learn. What about you, Maya?
I think to just kind of build off that, it gives, not only does it give a kind of nuance to news that a lot of local and professional news sources don't have and they can't get because they don't have those relationships with teachers or students. It also gives a voice to a sorely missing demographic in a lot of national discussions. Having that perspective from high schoolers and teenagers on national issues like gun violence or, you know, dress codes, stuff like that. I think it's a much missing and much needed voice.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. I think that the conversations that you guys are having with the student body is really important, because journalism in high school is marginalized a lot with the lack of resources and funding that some schools may get. And I think that it's important that you guys are kind of taking this head on and still aiming to inform the public in your particular community and establish that connection and relationship. So why did you guys decide to become student journalists at your respective high schools?
I was told about the journalism program at West when I was in eighth grade, and they had some student journalists. They had some student journalists come in and talk to our English class in eighth grade, and I'd always liked writing, and I never really expected to do journalism, but I took the intro class, and I really liked it, and I was getting like compliments from people who like editors, and they liked my stuff, so it kind of like gave me confidence to pursue it more.
I was raised around journalism. My parents were both professors in the journalism department here at Iowa. When I was a freshman, my sister was the executive editor of The Little Hawk, so it was kind of a natural path, and then I learned to really love it and to live off of the thrill of covering, like, Trump rallies.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting point in, like, how you guys both got into journalism as a field, because there's so many different ways that you can go into journalism. There's so many different aspects and little paths that kind of go off of journalism. There's broadcasts, there's investigative journalism, and there's blogging. There's a lot of different things that you can do with it. And I think that the relationships that you kind of establish into getting you into journalism is really important. So what valuable skills have you learned in the profession of journalism since you took your positions as editors?
Well, communicating with people, and kind of like if you're covering a news event, this was something that made me really nervous at first, just like going up to a stranger and asking them a question about what they think is going on. So like just getting out of your comfort zone and talking to people. And what I learned was that some people, like, I used to, when I was starting, feel like it was an inconvenience for people to, like, get interviewed by me, but then there's other people who are so excited, and they'll email you about how you're happy, they're happy that you covered what they were interested in.
Yeah, I think that's also an important point to realize as a journalist, because it is super intimidating when you're first starting out, and you're kind of deciding how you're going to reach out to these people and get that information and share it with your community. But I think it's important to realize that this process that you're doing is important, and the skills that you're gaining aren't just important for journalism, but for your life in general, because you're learning how to communicate well with other people. You're learning not to take things at face value, to push deeper and actually get to the root of the problem. So that's a really important point, Natalie. What about you, Maya?
Very similarly, communication, not just going out and putting yourself out there, getting interviews with complete strangers, but communicating with your staff and your co-editors is so vital. I was the executive editor of Little Hawk as a junior as well, and that meant that I had technically a higher position than people who were kind of significantly older than me, of like a year and a half, 2 years sometimes. And that was like very difficult, but it's a skill that I am going to cherish forever, like being able to balance being commanding of people that are older than you and can be really intimidating, and also knowing when to follow in situations where you're in leadership roles.
Yeah, I think it's important learning that balance between leading people and also letting the story that you're kind of developing guide you as well, because you don't always have to be in control and the one that's dictating everything. It's kind of important to see where people lead you and how a story can develop in ways that you might not have thought about before. So going off of that, like, what do you think is probably the most important thing that you've taken away from working in the journalism industry?
Trust your gut. If you're writing a story, especially, like, I work a lot with features and more investigative, in-depth stories, and if you feel like there is something that needs to be covered, if you think that there's an injustice that needs light shed on it, like, chase it. Because there was the one school that I think was in Indiana that uncovered their principal's, like, false credentials for their job, and that was, I mean, it was something so...
Oh yeah, that was in Kansas.
In Kansas, where students uncovered their principal's, like, false credentials. And that was such an important story that, I mean, they had a gut feeling about. They found something seemingly pretty small, and they ran with it, and it turned into, like, a huge story. And they went to the correspondence dinner, and that's, like, really cool. So always follow your gut.
Yeah, I think that's really important, Maya. To kind of trust in yourself and push on those issues that you may feel uncomfortable about pushing about, but knowing that the information you're gonna get from that is really important, and it should be shared with the public, because that's one of our responsibilities as journalists. What about you, Natalie?
I think the most important thing is to ask more in-depth questions, kind of going off of what Maya said, because sometimes, like, your instinct is not to, like, pry into someone or just, like, ask kind of surface level questions, but, like, when you read those stories, it's not as interesting. So you want to, like, kind of get to know the person that you're talking to.
Yeah, for sure. What are some of the things student journalists aren't being taught that you think they should be?
I think not all student journalists are, like, entitled to the rights that they have as journalists. Like, some high schools really, and this isn't really their fault, but they're, like, more censorized than we are, and I think we're really lucky that we don't have those controls on us. So maybe if they were more knowledgeable of how they should be able to write about what they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's important too. They should know that they're not limited, because they do have, as like a constitutional right, they have freedom of press, and they should be able to write about what they want to write about, because they are the watchdog of the government, and they're supposed to be able to comment on these things and share this information with the public in a objective way and tell the truth in the best way that they know how.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're really lucky to be in Iowa, because we're a Rosemont decision-exempt state, so the First Amendment does apply to high school students as much as it can, like, reasonably, whereas there are, like, a ton of states that that's not the case. And yeah, I think knowing when you do have those rights and knowing when you can work to achieve those rights.
Yeah, for sure. And so... with that, like, what sorts of things do you do as editors to prepare your reporters to write about the subjects that they might be uncomfortable with or unfamiliar with?
Just making sure that they have good sources, because I think you learn the most from talking to people one-on-one, besides, like, looking up stuff. That's a good way to go about it too. But I think having conversations with people is the most important. So once they know who they're going to be talking to, it's much simpler.
Yeah, I think that communication is key, Natalie, especially as journalists, because you have to verify information all the time. And so when you're finding information online, you have to make sure that you don't take it just at face value. But you look at this information and you verify it with multiple other sources to make sure that the information you're getting is accurate and truthful to the most, well, to truthful in the way that you best know how. So what about you, Maya, in terms of the things that you do to prepare your reporters?
Yeah, definitely conversations are so important. Also, like, literal research is vital to having a truthful, well-rounded story. We always make our reporters put links to their the online research that they did, the specific articles that they're citing within their article, to make sure that those can be fact-checked, to make sure that they're from reputable sources. My first year as an editor, when I was a sophomore, the first story I ever edited was an opinion piece on, which was a pro-life opinion piece, and the only website that was cited was abortionfacts.com, which were not facts. It was a biased website, and being sure, having that access really, really enabled me and the reporter to work together to find better, more reputable sources to fix the article so that they could have a well-rounded factual article.
Yeah, Maya, I agree. I think that transparency is key for journalists, especially in connecting with their audience and making sure that their audience trusts them. Transparency is one of those vital principles that we must follow as journalists. And I think that the fact that you are teaching your fellow journalists that you are editors of, that skill is really, really important and it's invaluable. What other thoughts do you have about the importance of learning in journalism, some other skills that you think journalism develops, any thoughts you have on that?
Well, this kind of goes back to your first question about why high school journalism is important. I think with big schools like West High and City High, some kids don't know each other. Like, I've got, like, relatives and they know everyone in their school in every grade, and it's not like that at a big school. Like, we've got, like, I think 1,500 people, maybe a little less than that, like 1,200. And so we try to make sure that people from every single group are being represented and having their story told, even if they're not, like, on the football team or, like, the basketball captain.
Yeah, for sure. What about you, Maya?
I mean, journalism is learning at its very core. That's what going out, writing a story, talking to people, getting sources both in person and online, like what you're doing by writing an article is gaining information for yourself about that topic. And yeah, that's invaluable to any person, especially journalists, because you can take that information, you build it throughout your career, whether that is in print, investigative, breaking news, broadcast, whatever. You carry that information with you and you can use it to form stories in the future, inform your co-writers or your co-editors or your staff, and just make sure that whatever publication you are working for or whatever stories you see are being written are factual and you're building on that learning for everyone around you.
All right. Thank you very much for being here with us today, Natalie Dunlap from Iowa City West and Maya Durham from Iowa City High. This was the second of 8 The Source podcasts that focus on the 8 guiding principles of the Quill and Scroll International Honor Society for high school journalists. This is Nicole Shaw from Quill and Scroll signing off. Thank you for listening to The Source.